Yeah, I can give it to you for a present. Students come to me, are wealthy people. If the insurance company says to you, we want to give you a present of $5 million, take it. Everybody that ever got
enough.
Yes.
How about where you're
only about $200
a company?
Are you pardon?
Let's say you're involved in the insurance company. You're dealing with that unfortunately. You know, really doesn't care about the welfare of the company.
Yes.
And the agent says, I go ahead.
He's got no right to say so.
Well, if he's the person that's dealing with you.
It doesn't matter. He's an employee. Is he giving no money to you? If he gives no money to you, it's all right. Or does he give the company's money?
Well, how do you determine who has the right to say, oh, you better not?
Only the company.
Well, everybody's an employee of the company.
Then the shareholders. Then they pass at a meeting. How do they pass any expenses?
So you can
are they pass any expenses? Right. And the Al-Oshir Hama'asei Peroso Betsino, and a rich man that gives Meiser Betsino, and nobody knows about it. So if a person's got 10 bags, and he gives one bag Meiser, a person has, he reaps, he's got corn in the Midwest. So how much does he reap at a time? How many, does he get in? Does he get 500,000 bags, at least? 500,000 bags. So he's going to give to the lady 500,000 bags, he's going to give 50,000 bags. And he gives it to you. Doesn't make any fuss about it. That is it. And I explained to you at the Musa Shir, I explained the reason for it, so we don't have to go into that again.
I understand. If it wasn't easy to get the quietly, he's required to give that, so there's no...
Yes, but he doesn't call the newspaper and give a press conference and give him pictures. He says, which do you think is the best picture for it, to that one? Which will be my more photogenic on the paper, which will come out, and... whereabouts will you give? What coverage will I get? Nobody knows about this. Yes?
It seems very often today that in shuls, real shuls, they have appeals and they call out everybody's contribution and they make a big to-do, so-and-so is giving so much money. I know in the past you spoke about someone who would always pledge, like, $200, and then they would send a check for $1,000.
Yes, I've got that.
But why did this originate in Eastern Europe, where they have this formal appeal? And
that is sometimes. Like, sometimes the person gives because he wants to show that one gives. Mm-hmm. Wants to show that one gives. We've got very little money in San Jose, and I had one person. Unfortunately, he left. One person came to ask me. He said, look here, I give much more than I say. I'm wondering whether it is right. I said, no, there are other wealthy people. You give as much as you're going to give. They said, they're because you're doing it for a terrorist. You're doing it for a purpose. The purpose is that people should know and people should give. It's another thing. Then it's a terrorist. So how far have you got in the Chofetz Chaim?
Not very far. I know where the toilet is.
Did you come across where the Chofetz Chaim speaks about the Ellis?
Earlier on, he speaks about if a person comes, for example, to inquire about a job opportunity, that's right. A Toelis, then you're allowed, in fact, you're obligated to say negative things about the individual.
Yes, that's the Ellis he speaks about.
If I understood you correctly, a rich person, under certain conditions, would publicize his name in order to stimulate others to give.
That's right. Sometimes it's necessary to do it. Sometimes it's necessary to do it. So that the people should see that you give five people, give $5, $6, $10, and they can afford much more. He comes on and gives $100. He raises the standard and it brings more comfort to it. You follow?
Yeah.
For example, I introduced that if any donation is less than three figures, no announcements. I'm waiting now to raise to four figures. Said no announcements. So what? It's not a covert. It's not a covert atora. There's no covert atora for that. They don't announce that. It's not yes.
Really?
You take all these things into consideration.
Yes.
What if there are people who are unable, poor people in the same congregation as wealthier people?
Yes.
And they feel ashamed that they cannot give as much.
You know, that isn't right. That isn't right. Because people know. And a poor person gives $5, they think it's very nice of it. People know. But it's such a big, and if a person gives $5, it's the Pumtsaro Agro, of course. It's very nice. If it's a poor person, he gives it very nice. But if a rich person gives $10, so on the contrary, it's a Kovodat Torah to see to it, and you must raise the Kovodat Torah.
But I don't understand why if the poor person gives $5,
yes,
that isn't equivalent to the rich person giving $5,000.
It is.
And he doesn't get the same Kovodat Torah.
It's not. He gives the same Kovodat Torah. He gives the Kovodat Torah, it's the same thing. Gives the Kovodat Torah, it's the same thing. That's another thing. Sometimes it's necessary to give, and one doesn't have to do to make now. Sometimes it is necessary. Everything has got to be assessed. So, Rav Safro Ravak. Rav Safro was a bachelor before he got married. Hador Bikrach, who lived in a krach, in a great city. Rav Safra, Ravak Hador Bikrach Hava. Rav Safra was a bachelor who lived in a big city. Toni Tano Kameiderov. So this statement of Rabbi Yochanan was read in the form of Beraisa, was taught in front of Rava. They used to have special people who were able to repeat word for word exactly the different brises the Torah Shebaal Peh. So he taught it in the Tana, taught it, this reader taught it in front of Rava and Rav Safra. Rava and Rav Safra. Now Rav Safra was the bachelor that lived in the big city. Soavu Ponov de Rav Safra. Rav Safra heard it, his face glared. And Rava heard him purring. Oh, Marley Rava, said Rava to Rav Safra, love could go mar. He is not speaking about somebody like you. Elo, but Kagon Rav Hanin of Rav Oshia. But he's speaking about people like Rav Hanin and Rav Oshia, who were, when they were bachelors, the Havi Ushkepiba Arad Yisroel. They were shoemakers in Eretz Yisroel. Bahaviyati Beshukad Ezenes. And they used to live in the street of the harlots, of the prostitutes. The Avdilu Mesani Lezenes. And they used to make shoes for the a harlot. But Idilahu Masani shoes, we've had that before.
Right.
They used to make shoes for the harlots. But Idilahu, and they used to take it up to them. They used to deliver it.
Yosef, right?
Yeah.
Boy, what potential for barter?
Inu mistaklibahu. The harlots used to look at them. They were very handsome people. Inu they. Inu, mistakli behu, the harlots looked at them, the Inu and they, Rav Hanin and Rav Oshia, lo madlon einayu listakuli behu, didn't lift up their eyes to look at the harlots. So that is already something. But that's not everything. Umumosayu. Mumoso is an oath. Umumosayu hochi. And their oaths were thus. This was the wording of the oath. Of whose oaths? No.
The
Zonos. This was the wording. V'chageyen rabonon ketisho de ba'aro Israel. They used to swear by the lives of the holy rabbonon of Eretz Yisroel.
What's
the
name?
That's Kiddush Hashem. They recognized that they were holy people.
Right.
Yes? Yeah?
I don't know if I'm important question. The harlots, they're interested in things for a commercial reason.
Yes.
So why would it matter to them that someone was good-looking or... why would it be a consideration?
Because they are specialists in this sort of thing.
The harlots are?
Yes, of course.
They enjoy their trade.
Of course, they are specialists in these sort of things. They knew their trade, yes. That was the great point about it. All right, that is as far as we take this Gemara today. Now, I'm not doing the Rashbam. I've explained this Gemara to you. I explained this Gemara to you, so you've got no difficulty about it. And then from the Musa Shir, you get the deeper workings of this Gemara. You got that from that Shir. So I don't have to go into that. Now, I've got to, you see, so what I'm doing is, I am not skipping this, but I am postponing doing this next week in Yirtzeh Hashem. At the beginning of the Shir, I will continue with this. But I've got to go on according to my schedule. I've got to get you moving onto the halacha part of the Gemara. I've got a certain amount to finish before Pesach. Right, so from the Mishnah we start today. Yes. What I would like you to do is to say with me this Gemara. No translations. But when you are reading it, think of the translations. Say it with me. Shlosho or Gimel Devarim Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Have you got the place?
No,
the Gemara that we've just done.
Oh.
Just if you, let's say it over.
Oh, oh,
say,
man.
It over.
Oh.
Say it over together with me. Or Gimel Devarim Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. One. כשעתו יוצא למלחמו, אל תצא בראשונו, אלא תצא באחרונו, כדי שתיכנס בראשונו. Two, ועשה שבו זכוכו, ואל תצטרך לבריאות. Three, והבי משתדל עם מי שהשורו משחקת להם. שלושו דבורים עומר רב יהושע בן לוי משום אנשי ירושלים. אל תרבה בגדלוס או בגדלוס משום מעשה שאויו. Two, ביטחו בוגרו, שחרר עבדכו וסיין לו. Three, והבין זויר ואישתכו, מחוסנו הורישו. מי טיימו, רב חיסדו אומר משום ערבו, רב כהנא אומר משום מומן. והוא איסדו. Oma Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosho Minochlei Olam Habo, Eilu Hei. One, Hador Be'eretz Yisroel. Two, Vahamagadeh Bonav L'Talmud Torah. Three, Vahamavdil Alayayin V'Metzoi Shabbos. Ask the Gemara Mayi, answers the Gemara de Mishayir, Nekidu Shole Abdo'to. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosho Matrit Aleim HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Chol Yom. one al rabat hador v'raz ve'eino chesed. Two, the al oni amat v'rabeido lido oleo. Three, the al oshir hamahaseir v'reisov v'sino. Says the Gemara Rav Safro, Rabak Hador Petrach Abba. Doni Hamer Hameder Robo de Rav Safro, Suar Urbono de Rav Safro. Omar Lil Robo, Dav de Gelgar, Ero de Gelgar Hanino de Rav Tishio. They poured out for him the first curse. They poured out for him the first curse. So what curse is that? For what is that curse? For Kiddush. They poured out for him the first curse, that is for Kiddush. Beishamai Omrim. Now he's got to make Kiddush. Beishamai Omrim Vorech Alayom. That he makes the brocha on the day. That is, he says, Asher Kiddushonu Bemit Asher Asher Bochad Bonimi Kol Omre Memonimi Kol Eshonu Kiddushon Bemitzvesov. And afterwards he makes Borei Pri Avgofer. First one makes Borei Pri Avgofer, and afterwards one makes Kiddush. Quite right. And we do it the way Beis Hillel does it. On Friday night, the same thing on Friday night, when we come home, we make Kiddush. First thing we make Borei Pri Avgofer, and then we make the Kiddush on the Yom. But Beis Shammai says we do it differently. I just wanted, I didn't want Mark to miss this. Alright, look at the Rashi. Mavorech al hayayin, v'hu adin l'makadesh al hapas. And even if one makes the kiddush on the pas, on the bread, the din is also that one first makes the brocha on the bread, and then one makes it on the day. Look at your Rashbam, masnitin, al hayayin, v'hu adin l'makadesh Rashbam. If anybody makes it on the fast, the same law applies that he makes, first of all, Amotzi Lechem in Ohoret, and then he goes on and then he does the Kiddush. Have you got it?
Mm-hmm.
So that is simple. Says the Gemara. Tonu Rabbon. That's right. Tonu Rabbon. Says Rabbon and Ber. The volim shebein beis shamai uveis hilel biseudo.
No, this talking about, this isn't talking about Pesach.
This is speaking. It makes no difference whether it's kiddush. It's kiddush.
But you wouldn't do it on the matzah then, because then you've got a special bracha later.
That's right. So it's speaking about Shabbos. You're quite right. You're quite right. If you make it on bread, that's speaking about Shabbos. But then he's speaking about Shabbos and Yom Tov, yes?
It has to be talking about Pesach, it's talking about Kos Rishon.
Mostly, it's in the Mishnah speaking about Kos Rishon, right?
But it's the same for any Kiddush.
Says the Gemara, Tone Rabbon learned in a Beraisa, the Vodim Shebein Beishamu Beis Hillel Bisu Udo. The things between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Seudo. Beishama umri mevorech aleyum v'achakach mevorech aleyayin. Beishama say that you make first the brocha on kiddush, the day, and afterwards you make borei priyagofen. And the Baraisa differs from the Mishnah because the Mishnah doesn't give the svara, doesn't give the reasoning, but the Baraisa gives the reasoning. Says the Baraisa, why? Because the day causes the wine that it should be brought, that it should come. What would have been the position? Hadn't it been Shabbos, would we have had wine on the table?
No.
What would have been the position? Hadn't it been Yom Tov, we wouldn't have it. So why have we got it? Because of the Shabbos and because of the Yom Tov. Therefore, that must come first. That which the cause comes first, and then the effect. It's more important. A second reason, just be careful when you learn the Gemara on your own that you realize that this is a second reason. A second reason, Uchavor Kidesh Hayom, the Adayin Lobo. He says, and the day, Kiddush has already become Mekudosh. The day has already become holy. For Adayin Lobo, and yet there hasn't been any wine. So it's a question of time. Now, when does the day become holy? When does the day become holy? When the sun goes down. When the sun has gone down, the day becomes holy. Is there any other way in which the day can come holy? You take it on earlier. You take Shabbos on earlier. So which comes first? Does first Shabbos come and then the wine? Or first the wine comes and then the Shabbos? And even if you put on the wine on the table, it's not relevant yet. It means when does the wine become relevant? Later. But the first thing that comes is the day, and then comes the relevancy of the wine. Afterwards comes the wine. That is what it means. So those are the two reasons that Beis Shammai give why the wine should be first. Very simple. The first reason is cause and effect. This is the day that causes the wine to come, so therefore the day comes before the wine. A second reason says Beis Shammai, in time. What comes in time? First comes the Shabbos, first comes the Shabbos or the Yom Tov, and then comes the wine. But Beis Hillel says the Braisa, Uveis Hillel Omrim and Beis Hillel say Mevorech ala Yain v'achakach Mevorech ala Yom. First is the brocha over wine, and afterwards he makes the brocha over the day. Why? Mipnei shehayayin gorem lekidush teomer. Because it's the wine that causes that the kiddush should be said. What happens if he hasn't got any wine at home? He doesn't make any kiddush. And if he hasn't got wine and he hasn't got any bread, he can't make kiddush.
Good example would be Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur is a very good example where on Yom Kippur we don't make kiddush. We can't drink wine if we don't make kiddush. Dovor Acher, another reason, says Beis Shammai, Birkas Ayayin Todiro, or Birkas Ayayin Eino Todiro. The brocha over the yayin is Todir. Which is more frequent? The brocha over the wine or the kiddush?
Yeah.
Wine. More often you make it over wine. So therefore, the todir visha ainu todir, that which is more frequent and that which is less frequent, todir kodim. That which is more frequent comes first.
What does todir mean?
Todir, more frequent. More frequent. The hirchaso says the Gemara, and the law is Kedivrei Beis Hillel, and the law is like Beis Hillel, and that is the way we pastor. So we make the brocha first over the wine, and then we make kiddush.
So there's no schutz to the argument, you know.
The what?
There's no merit to there.
There's lots of merit, but you married your wife. Does that mean to say all the other girls in the world have got no merit?
No.
It's a Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. My dobor acher. Why do you say a dobor acher? Why does Beis Hillel bring another reason? The heat answers the Gemara. The heat emo hosom tarti vahochochodo. If should you say, Beis Shammai give two reasons. The one reason cause and effect, and the other reason the day comes before. And here there is one. Hocho nami tarti ninu. Here also there are two reasons. Todir visha eina todir. Todir kodir. When it's todir and she ain't a todir, todir is kodir. Ask the Gemara. You've said the halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. Pshito. It's understood. The whole nothing basko, because a basko went out. You know what a basko is?
No.
There was a voice from heaven that went out and said, halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. So what does the Gemara give us information? We know it's Aloha Kveis Hillel. The Basko went and said that the Aloha in an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Aloha is like Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, I will give you two answers. Ivois Emo, if you want, say, Kodim Basko, that this decision was reached before there was a Basko. Before there was a Basko, this decision was reached that in this particular case, the Lord is like Beis Hillel. The E-voice, Amo, and if you wish, say, La'achar Basko. It was Achar, after the Basko. But if it was after the Basko, then what do we need to be told that Aloha is like Beis Hillel? We know it from the Basko. Answers the, says the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua he. And this is like Rabbi Yeshua, or this is Rabbi Yeshua, who said, Halocho Kveis Hillel. The Omar Ein Mashgichin Bevaskel. Because Rabbi Yeshua says, we take no notice of a Baskel. Because it says in the Torah, no Bashamayimi, the Torah is not in heaven. Once the Torah was given to man, then we've got to make a decision. We is the people who are in a position to make decisions. They are the people who make decisions. They can't say, a Basko can't say that it's like that. You follow?
But obviously there's a special reason for the Basko to come. What is not there for nothing?
That's quite right. That we will go into when we do that tomorrow, where it says, when it speaks about that. You're quite right. In fact, it becomes more, even more than that. Now, everybody hears it. Everybody with somebody. So it's not everybody, everybody is nobody. So the people who hear the Basko,
today we wouldn't have a bus call. Today we don't have a bus call.
There's a bus call, we don't hear it. Yes, it can be that there's a bus call, we don't hear it. Do you think television just came, all of a sudden there was television? Before, there weren't these waves.
Of course there were.
We didn't know how to do it. Perhaps there's a basket, but we don't know how to listen. We haven't got the apparatus to listen to it. Right. That's all it is, you see. Now, first of all, I just want to deal with Posuk Aleph, chapter 28, Kofche. Kofche. Stuart, are you with Gabeir Hashem El Moshe Lema? Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Saves b'nei Yisrael b'omatu alehem, es kor b'ni lachmi li'ishai, reach michilchi tish meru lahakri vi b'moadev. Command the b'nei Yisrael and say to them, my korban comprising my bread for my fire offerings with a flavor, a fragrance, with a sweet fragrance, shall you observe to bring to me in its appointed time. What is its appointed time? Every day. Because we are speaking here about the Korban Tomei. The Omar Tolohem Zeo Yishea Shetat Vivula Hashem Kabosim Bnei Shono Svimim Shnaim La Yom Olo Somi. This is, and you shall say to them, Zeho Yishea, this is the fire offering which you shall bring to Hashem, two sheep of a year old, perfect specimens, La Yom, for every La Yom, each day, Olo Somi, this is the continuous burnt offering. Olo Somi, that means it's got to be done every day. So how many sheep must you take?
Two.
So, but you divide these sheep into two parts. The one sheep you shall do in the morning. And the second sheep you will do towards evening. So there are two korbanos which are brought every day. And what is that korban called? The korban tomi.
The one in the morning and the afternoon, both
korban. Yes, tomichur boker and tomichur beinu arbay. Tomichur shachris, you can call me whatever it is.
We were learning before earlier about the tomi with the korban pesach.
Yes, that's right. Quite right.
No, we were talking about that the one in the afternoon.
That was the afternoon one, yes. That was the afternoon. Now, verses 5, 6, and 7, and 8, are more details about it. You've got to bring the mincha together with it. I don't want to go into verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. 9 and 10, you bring the special, you bring the Shabbos. 9 and 10 are the Shabbos korbanos. 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15 are the Rosh Chodesh. You notice Vashem in here. So, ask with Vashem, yes. Right. Vashem in here, Vashem in here. Now, verse 16. Uvachodesh or Rishon Bavo also Yom the Chodesh Pesach Lashem. Verse 17. Uvachamisho also Yom the Chodesh Yizeh Chog Shivas Yomim. On the 15th day of the first month is a chag for 7 days. Matzos Yeyochel, matzos shall be eaten. So we know already what Yom Tifit is. This is Pesach. Now it's going to give us the korbanos that we've got to begin. By Yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh Kol Melechas Avedu Lezasu, Veikraftim Ishe, you shall bring a fire offering, Olo LaHashem, a burnt offering to Hashem. Porim Benevo Kor Shnaim, two bullocks, Va'ayel Echod and one ram, Veshivoch Vosim Benei Shonot Mimim, and 7 1-year-old sheeps, perfect specimens, Yiyulochem. And then it says, Uminchosom, you do the mincha. And then in verse 23. Now, so you've got to do, on Pesach, you've got to bring this korban of two bullocks and 7 sheep, right? Now, if you look, and this is the operative sentence, the operative verse, 23, Kof Gimel. Milvad Olas HaBoker, outside of the Olas HaBoker, that means that the Olas HaBoker has already been done. Right? So when do we bring these? This is called Korban Musafi. The one that we're doing, it's the Musaf Korban, the additional Korban. So when do we bring the Korban Musafi? Before the Tomid or after the Tomid? After. Because it says, Milvat Olas HaBoker. Outside of the Olas HaBoker, the Olas HaBoker has already been brought. Asher La Olas HaTomid, which is the Olas HaTomid. Ta'asu es ele, shall you do these? Shall you do the korban, the korban, shall you bring the two bullocks and the seven?
Why do we need that phrase?
Exactly.
Asher
v'olam. Asks the Gemara in Zvachim, this is a redundant phrase. Asher la'olas, Tov is a redundant phrase. What the chokim is? Asher la'olas, Tov is a redundant phrase. Milvad olas aboker, tasu is aide, it should say. Outside of the olas aboker, after you've done the olas aboker, shall you do these? What does it say, Asher la'olas atomi? We know that it is the olas atomi. We know that it is the olas atomi because that is what it called it before. It called it the olas atomi.
Could there be an additional? Is there being 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 an additional? Is there
Hanukkah, the Pesach, the Korban for the Chag, comes after the Tommy. Because it says, why? Milvad Onas HaBoker, if he's brought after the Onas HaBoker. Ashela Onas HaTommy. Because that is the Onas HaTommy, therefore it must come first. So from this we know Tori, which ain't a Tori, Tori Kodem. From here we know the principle that if it's something is more often and something is less often, that which comes more often comes first. On Rosh Chodesh, when we daven on Rosh Chodesh, first of all, there is the Shir Shel Yom, which we say every day, the Baruch Hi Nafshi for Rosh Chodesh. Which comes first? Shir Shel Tori, which ain't a Tori, Tori Kodem.
So the Ashur La'olat Kami
is redundant.
And it's brought
it's,
down.
It's a reason, it gives a reason. Why Milvat Onas Aboki, why does the Onas Aboki come first? He said, because Yashela Onas Atomi, because it's Tomi. That is from where, and from there we know the general principle. That Tori, we share in a Tori, Tori code.
That's the only proof we can have.
That's enough, how many proofs you want?
This is the proof to your rice.
I mean, pardon?
This is the proof to your rice.
That's right. That we take it from the. This is from where we take the principle. That Tori, we share in a Tori, Tori code, and Tori comes first. Now, there is a kasha. There is a kasha. On Friday night, we're going to light candles. For Friday night, and we are going to light the Shabbos candles. Which should come first?
Shabbos.
We put the Shabbos
candles.
But according to the principle of Tori Risha Eina Tori Tori Kodem, you follow? Tori Risha Eina Tori Tori Kodem. So first of all should come the Shabbos candles, and then should come the other candles.
But
the only thing is that you're going to cover Shabbos already with a Shabbos candle, so how can you do it? So we've got no other way of doing it. But I want to tell you that there is an opinion, there is a dayo amongst the Achronim that says the correct thing is to do the Shabbos candles and to write the Shabbos candles on it tonight, that you are not being makaber Shabbos. And then do the Hanukkah candles, because Tori Misha Eina Tori Tori Kodem. And the Din makes provision, that a husband can do that. The wife can light the Shabbos candles, then she isn't allowed to light the Hanukkah candles, but he lights it on her behalf. And he can do it because he hasn't been makabel Shabbos yet. The only thing is, we don't pass them like that. It becomes too complicated. Especially in California. Don't explain to a woman. She can't.
Even to go back to that point and say, she can't, he can. I mean, you run into the kind of situation that my wife and I are about to go to shul. It's Friday night. What does she do? She has to light candles. So she lights with the understanding that she's taking Shabbos in when we get to shul. Fine. But she's going to ride in my car, so that is, how different is it for her to go riding for me in my car as I drive to shul? She's riding.
Yes, but she makes it tonight.
So then, why do we say
he can light Hanukkah candles, but she shouldn't. So she may just light the same way.
It becomes too complicated. It becomes too complicated, you see.
And people could seem to become confused.
All these things become complicated. As I explained to you at the Rambam here. I explained this to you at the Rambam here. How it's possible for she has got to make a tonight that she is not going to be Makabe Shabbos. When he lights candles, he doesn't even have to make the tonight. He becomes Shabbos only if he expressly thinks that he wants to be Makabe Shabbos. So it becomes too complicated, all these things. Now, that is as far as Tori, which ain't a Tori, 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 yes?
So Chachamim just were very concerned that an individual who might light Shabbos candles and not have the proper das, and then said, oh, I'll light the Hanukkah candles anyway.
It becomes very complicated. So we have taken the view, but strictly speaking, and the room discusses it. Strictly speaking, it should be first the Friday night candle and then this, because of Torah which ain't a Torah, Torah, Torah. But there are problems, so we've changed and we've made arrangements for that. Yes?
Couple questions. First off, what happens if someone is not married? Then his wife would light the he doesn't have a wife to light the Shabbos candles for him. He'd have to do both. And then why is it then, in terms of Shabbos, that when you light the Shabbos candles, that you have that the woman has to cover her eyes? And also, when on Yom Tov, we light first, and then you say the bracha first, and then you light.
Where? On Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov, you say the bracha first, and then you light.
First you say the bracha.
Why can't you do that on Shabbos as well?
Of course, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use fire, on Shabbos you're not.
Right, but if you're doing it with provision.
But a woman likes, when she likes the Shabbos candle, she wants to be a Kabbalah Shabbos. That is her because Kabbalah Shabbos. And if she doesn't, then she's got to work it out. She's got to say, I'm doing this on the condition that I'm not being Makabel Shabbos now. She likes being Makabel. She's ready. She wants to be Makabel Shabbos then.
Does a man light the candles then like a woman? Or does a man light Shabbos candles like a woman lights Shabbos candles?
He does it the same way as a woman does it. Unless he does it, he's not Makabel first. Unless he's not Makabel. If he still has to ride his shoe. Then he can light it like he likes the Yom Tov candles. Make the bracha first, it doesn't matter. Right?
One question just on this Gemara. This Gemara.
Just one moment. You want to ask another question?
No, I think basically you answered.
I'm sorry, Mark. Same question. Yes, sir, Mark.
When we did this Gemara and brought quotes, I believe I looked over here and saw him.
Yes.
And this Mishnah and Gemara, I believe, is identical to what's in brought quotes, the whole section.
Yes.
Why does it have to appear twice? Because we're speaking about Shas.
Because that happens quite often, because it comes up again, but it's not identical. If you look at it, it's not identical. Have you got a focus yet?
Right.
Yes, sir. It's not identical.
I will explain why it's
The Mishnah is altogether different because the Mishnah brings all the things. You follow. The Mishnah is different. The Gemara is the same, but it's bringing it for different reasons.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah, the same Gemara, but a different Mishnah.
Yes, that can happen. You should be only too happy.
It just means that it's that much easier.
All right.
It doesn't happen so too often that I see Gemara.
Well, so at least we've done the Gemara, you've got the reason for Tori, which ain't a Tori, Tori, Tori. There's a lot else that we've got to do in this Gemara. I've got to do the Gemara with you, with Rabbi Yeshua, Eimash Pitim Babasko. What is this business about the Basko? That Gemara in Yirta Hashem we'll do next week.
Bring
the Bob Metzia next week, and then if you'll be good enough, those who've got Mishnah Berurah's third Chalek, please bring it next week. And I've got to do a run next week. you've got to run in your Gemara, you've got to run in your Gemara, you've got to run, you've got to run, you haven't.
I got one here.
Where? There's
the run. Around.
Just hold up your Gemara, please. You've got to run. You haven't. You haven't. You haven't got to run. You haven't got to run. Just but you haven't got to run. Do you feel this connection with this Gemara?
Yes, may I take you back?
There's another 10 minutes to go.
I have 13 according
to my watch. Would you like to go on a bit further?
All right.
If you go on further,
you're back here.
Are we pardon?
Which parents of Bubba and Theo are we going to be looking at?
Hazor, fourth Beirut. Fourth Perek, yes, end of the fourth Perek. Let us do the Rashi and the Rashi on Shayayin Gorim Lekidushin Tei Omeya. Sheim Ein Lo Yayin O Pas Einu Mekadish. Because if he has no wine or no pas, then he doesn't make Kiddush. Now look at your Rashbam, please. Devorim Shebein Beis Shama Beis Hilei Bisehudo. Says the Rashbam, Hochi lechoshiv elochadu miplugtayu. Here it mentions only one of their machlokas. What is the one machlokas? Whether yayin first or kiddush first. Avo b'mesechet brochas ikotuvo. But in brochas there are many. Ikotuvo, there are many. Now when he says in brochas there are many, he doesn't mean that the brisa brings many. He says, in the Mishnah, many are brought there. Gorim leyayin sheyovo. Beishamai says, because the yom is gorim leyayin sheyovo, kodim se'udo. That the wine should come before the se'udo. Because during the week, they've also got yayin in the se'udo. So it's during the se'udo. This is the yayin of before the se'udo, which is especially for kiddush. It's the day that sees to it that yayin is there. He gives another reason for his words. When we do the Gemara again, I will go into more detail what it is the Rashbam is saying. The Mishikiblo Olov, because from the time that he is Matkabel on him, O Yetzias HaKochavim, or from the time of Yetzias HaKochavim, I want you to put in for yourselves the word O. Rashi in Brochus puts in that word O, and then it makes sense. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
Before and after the O.
Be after or love and before Miyatiyah. So the day becomes Mekudosh, it becomes holy, either from the moment that he's Makabel on it, or at the latest from the time that it's night. And wine doesn't come to the shulchan. In the same way as it comes first in time, so it should come first before the brocha. Got it? Todir kodim b'masecha zvochim nafkelon mei haikro. In Zevachim, we learn it from this prosod. Ichsim, because it's written by Musafim, with the korban of Musaf, milvad ola saboke, besides the ola of the morning. Asher ola satomid, milvad, the word milvad mashmala acher, means later. Sheakorova satomid tak, mashma, it says this now, la acher shehikras to atomid. After you have brought the Tomi, Takriva Musopin, you shall bring the Musopin, the Kodarshinon, and we Darshan, Asher La'ula Satomid Kro Yaseiro. And those three words, the phrase, Asher La'ula Satomid, is a redundant phrase. Hud also Lemailev, it comes that to teach, the Bishvil Shehut Todir, because this Korban is Todir. It is every morning. Higdima akosav. That is why it comes first. Umikan atodon lechol atodirim. And from here you learn for everything that is Torah, that it comes before that which isn't Torah. Asks the Gemara, why does it say Halocho Kvaisileo to Onafko Basko? A Basko went out, but Mesichta Erevim Bepere Kama. In the first chapter of Erevin, in Erevin, it says there that the Basko went out and says that the Halocho is based Hileo. Right? But Rabbi Yeshua, and it is Rabbi Yeshua, you can say that this statement that Halocho Kveis Hillel was done after the Baskam is Rabbi Yeshua. The Perek Bov Metzia, the Bov Metzia, the Perek Azov, Gabitanu Shechotchu Chulios. There was a stove that was, they cut into pieces, into segments. Omar Rabbi Yeshua and Omar Ein Mashgichim Bevasko. What happened there is, it was a question whether if the stove becomes, can become tor or can become tomei or not. Rabbi, I'll do it when we do the Gemara, we're going to go into detail. Rabbi Eliezer says that it cannot become tomei, and the Chachomim said it can become tomei. And a Basko went out and said that the law is like that Rabbi Eliezer is right. But we paskin like the Chachomim, Rabbi Yeshua paskin like the Chachomim. The Yilkach Ledidei Hutroch Loma Bezu Hilchasok Kveis Hilel. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's necessary to say yeah, that the Aloch is Kveis Hilel. Shevishar Machlokas Beishvala Beveis Hilel Shlo Hukvo Beferush Aloch Kveis Hilel. Because in all the other Machlokas, between Beishama and Beis Hilel, where it wasn't fixed, where the aloha was not fixed explicitly, kveisile like veisireo, svirolei, Rabbi Yeshua is the of the opinion, shorote lathas kedivre beishamai ose, if a person wants to do like beishamai, he does kedivre beisile ose, and if he wants to do like veisile, he may do, because if there is no conclusion reached, kedesanye ba'elu teflus, as we learned in Eilu Teflus, and there we establish it like Rabbi Yeshua. That law is like Rabbi Yeshua. That's all it is. You follow or don't you follow?
I'm following way behind.
Come for, when we do that Gemara, it will become clear. We'll do the Gemara in both Messiah, and then that Gemara will become clear. So then you've got a couple of things, but I've got to discuss quite a few things with you with regard to this Gemara. We've got to go through the Gemara again. The Pshat is still not right. I thought you would ask me the question. Beishama gives us a reason, cause and effect. And then Beishama says, and the day comes first and afterwards comes the Yayin. But isn't that the same as cause and effect? If you've got cause and effect, which must come first?
Cause.
So isn't that the same? I thought you'd ask.
What's the reason?
But I didn't know you.
I thought I was too dense. I thought I meant it was
not decent.
No, Beishama says two reasons. So one is cause and effect. The Shabbos causes the wine. And now the cause and effect. Yes. The day causes the wine. If there wasn't Shabbat, you wouldn't drink the wine. The second reason is which comes first in time. But if you say cause and effect, then it must come first in time. All right.
One is the day leads to the fact that we have yain. Okay, the fact that the day has kedusha leads to the fact that we need yain. Okay,
yes.
So therefore we do the cause first. That's the first four,
yes.
The second one is, okay, I come in, it's Shabbos, and I see, third star comes out. What's the first thing I do? I sanctify the day. That's the first thing that happens.
Why? So therefore, I make
the bracha mekadesh haShabbat. Then later I make a bracha on Yayin. But the first thing to do is, that's the first thing that happens. Is that the
good? That's nice. It's nice.
The only question I have as I'm saying that is, are you really making
Kiddush on Yayin when you do that.
When?
When
you say Oh, that. Very good. That I'll deal with.
Doesn't the Yayin make, there's no Kiddush without the Yayin, isn't that true?
Well, we'll see about that. That's a very important question. Yes, please.